8:45. Live from the KIOS studios, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's great to have you on board. If you ran a nonprofit, or if you like to contribute to a nonprofit, don't you wish there was one central repository, a place where you could go to see your favorite nonprofits or to see your very own nonprofit there and to post things that would be of relevance to the people that support you? That would be a neat thing to have happen. And my goodness, it's here. It's launched in January, and it's called Share Omaha.
Yes, your wish is granted.
That is perfect. Thank you for granting that wish. That's Marjorie Moss. She's the executive director of Share Omaha. And if you can, let's talk about the mission of it, and then let's talk about how did you get it ready for this January launch? We're just 5 months into the life of this, and it's growing and getting traction. It's really neat what's happening.
Someday there'll be a case study about our success. This first 6 months has just been a whirlwind. I call it the best whirlwind I've been a part of. So Share Omaha, our mission is to help other nonprofits fulfill theirs by connecting the public's passion to action for the nonprofit sector. So we list not only opportunities to donate, but opportunities to shop, opportunities to volunteer. Volunteerism is really, we have over 530 volunteer opportunities listed on the website right now.
Wow.
And then a running calendar of events. So nonprofits get to post their needs however they see fit. The call is open to nonprofits. You simply press apply at the bottom of our website to become a listed nonprofit. And there's a list of qualifications there. Not huge hurdles to overcome. And then we work with you to make sure your profile is going to be maximized, to make sure that you're putting your best foot forward. And then we'll get you up on the website, and you'll be one of our today we have 330 nonprofits listed. We started in January 17th with 156.
Oh my gosh. Wow. There's got to be an enormous cost to these nonprofits.
Oh gosh, astronomical. It's free.
Absolutely.
So we're generously supported by some generous philanthropists in the community: Suzanne Walter Scott Foundation, Doherty Foundation, Robert B. Doherty Foundation, and the Sherwood Foundation are our top three supporters. And the goal is for this to be a resource for the nonprofit community, so nonprofits don't feel like it's one more thing they have to pay for or one more thing that's going to be burdensome to them. That this is something that's definitely a help. That phrase that raises all ships, right?
Sure, absolutely. So, and I just want to reiterate to make sure that I'm understanding this correctly. So not only is the web presence through shareomaha.org at no charge to the nonprofits, but it's not just for cash donations. They can actually ask for, you mentioned shopping lists or wish lists and the volunteerism. So if you're a person who says, you know what, next Saturday I was supposed to go do XYZ, but don't have to now, I wouldn't mind giving a couple hours to somewhere. Where do I go? You can go to this one central location and find a place to donate your time, right?
Oh my gosh, you should talk about this all the time. You just summarized it perfectly. So yes, for volunteerism, we are a sourcing platform, not a scheduling platform. So we do list opportunities by date, but really, if you see something that's interesting, the application form is very simple. Name, email address, phone number, anything specific you want to add about yourself. And then that nonprofit, it's on their onus to get back to you and say, well, let's plug you into the best time, the best scheduling. And so be as specific as you want to in that application. But the nonprofit is now understands that when they get that magic email from Share Omaha saying there's a new application, that they get back to you and make sure you get scheduled in that best way possible.
Wow.
For you, your family, your business, skills-based opportunities. There's the habitat builds and the site cleanups, but there's also, we were talking about, you used to be involved in IT, that there's legal expertise, marketing expertise, construction, maintenance expertise, that we want to make sure we're getting those skills plugged into nonprofits as well, so people really feel like they're flexing muscles they already have for nonprofits.
Sure, and of course, this entire region getting hit so hard by the floods, there's a lot of residual activity going on, though the news media may not be covering it. There's still a lot of work to do and a lot of opportunities to help out.
And we really see that our value add in the middle of a crisis is to know what our nonprofit members are needing to be successful in the midst of that crisis. So for the flood relief, that was a perfect example. the day that everything kind of hit, March 15th.
Sure.
From that day forward, you'll see there's a running tally of what nonprofits raise their hands for as far as their needs and events and shopping and donations, but also volunteerism. And now we've kind of aggregated that list by monetary gifts, donations, volunteerism, events regarding the flood relief, and that page will be updated consistently throughout, just as long as it's needed.
Sure. In the few seconds that we have left, favorite part of your job?
Seeing the energy amongst the nonprofit sector, the excitement for this, that I feel like we're hitting at the right time. I feel like this is something the nonprofit sector couldn't do for themselves, and we're bringing it to them.
ShareOmaha.org. The executive director is Marjorie Moss. She's sitting right here in front of me. Thank you so much for coming
in
today. Really do appreciate it. Morning Edition continues right now.